End of the Trail Cafe. Driving through woods, after waterfalls and birds, we see the sign. Wouldn't it be nice, you say, if every trail had a cafe at the end? Yes, I nod. A place where all good hikers go eventually. A quiet establishment with wide windows that look out on the last waterfall, where wide-eyed vireos and black-backed orioles, rarities who never made our life lists, dart among the long-gone giants, the towering hemlocks, and the red and willow oaks and mountain ash. Maybe a barista in white pouring coffee for an old man in green slacks, his hound dog drowsing beneath the table. The famous old poet, taking in the view like she always did, jotting in a notebook the poem to follow her final verse. I think of the backpacker concluding her trek, the runaway who took that last treacherous step, the neighbor who ambled off into the forest, never to be seen again. Our mutual smile turns to a sober glance between us. I keep driving, and silently we agree, this is not the place for us. Not yet. Something in the movement of the cool air beneath the trees today, something in sound, the rush and drip of water on and over stone, the taste of rock and pine and mist upon our tongues, has closed our mouths a while to savor it. Just before dusk, there were two small birds flitting from one side of the stream to the other, too quickly for us to identify in the glen's dappled shadow. Until one landed and signaled with his tail, called to the other, who sang out her own name in reply.